Incident response planning lays out a clear step-by-step process for identifying, managing, and recovering from cybersecurity events. It defines roles, communication channels, and decision points to limit operational disruption, protect critical data, and support a coordinated team effort. By having a documented plan, organizations can act swiftly, reduce financial and reputational damage, and learn from each incident to strengthen future defenses. A detailed incident response plan equips an organization to swiftly identify and contain threats, minimizing operational disruptions and financial impact. It clarifies responsibilities, communication protocols, and decision-making steps to ensure a coordinated response. Regular testing and updates build confidence, help meet regulatory requirements, and strengthen security defenses over time. An effective incident response plan defines team roles and responsibilities, communication protocols for timely notifications and escalations, and clear criteria for detecting and assessing security events. It specifies procedures for containment, eradication, and recovery, outlines post-incident review and lessons learned, and references critical assets and legal requirements to guide coordinated, compliant action and continuous improvement. The incident response lifecycle outlines the step-by-step process an organization follows: preparing defenses and response resources, detecting and analyzing potential threats, containing active incidents to limit damage, eradicating root causes, recovering affected systems, and conducting a post-incident review to capture lessons learned and strengthen future defenses. Begin by defining the scope, objectives, and policy for your incident response plan. Assemble a cross-functional response team and assign clear roles and responsibilities. Conduct a risk assessment to identify critical assets and likely threats. Then draft step-by-step procedures for detection, reporting, containment, eradication, and recovery. Develop a communication strategy for internal and external stakeholders. Finally, test the plan through tabletop exercises or simulations. Collect lessons learned and update the plan regularly to stay aligned with evolving risks and organizational changes.